He's one of those guys you were hoping in his sophomore year he'd pick up where he left off as a rookie, and he's actually better, so that's really encouraging.
Leslie, big day today for defensive tackle Kevin Williams. He will start the game, and he will have more starts at the defensive tackle spot than anybody in the history of that of this team, passing Hall of Famer Alan Page.
Yeah, when you think of all the great players that have played for the Minnesota Vikings at the defensive tackle position, and to realize that Kevin has achieved this feat, it says something about his longevity, along with the fact that he takes care of his body, but he's a tremendous athlete as well, so well-deserved honor.
Some Vikings film coming up shortly with the head coach, but first, a question for the coach. You can go to Vikings.com and the Media Vault. Submit your question. Leslie might answer it on next week's show. This is from at Neil819A. Coach, last time the Vikings played the Browns, Adrian Peterson ran for 180 yards. Do you plan on a heavy ground attack this time? Good question, because the Browns only give up 2 yards per carry on average.
Yeah, they're very stout against the run. Their front seven, I mean, they're playing extremely well. But we do want to get a ball to Adrian early and often. And, you know, as good as their run defense is, it really won't discourage us from being able to run the ball or wanting to run football.
Despite the 0-2 start, the Minnesota Vikings did some very good things at Soldier Field. Let's take a peek with the head coach.
Gold walks up to it and boom! The Northern Division collision is in the air, and it's a line drive. Here comes the rookie Cordero. Center of the feed to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Bumps it up to the 30. Makes Robbie Gold miss. He's inside the 50, to the 30, and Cordero Patterson is gone!
Now, this, if you want to open a game, I mean, you're trying to script it. This is how you would want to script an opening kickoff if you're the return team. You know, this is the first kickoff return for a touchdown against Chicago since 2007. So a monumental feat for our team. Cordero Patterson takes the opening kickoff and shows tremendous speed. But you'll see on the end zone copy, we had some tremendous blocks as well. But his speed, and he has rare speed, it shows up here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, great job by him. You know, great way to start the game off and silence that crowd. But you'll see on the end zone copy, we have a couple guys with Joe Berger, along with John Carlson. They do a great job of picking up and getting a block here. A good double team. Great job by Zach Line, kicking a guy out as well. You know, good job all around. You can see Joe Webb, Larry Dean trying to get in position to get a block. Matt Asiata does a terrific job. And then Cordell says, you know what? No kicker's going to tackle me. I'm getting in the end zone.
This isn't preseason against Houston.
Exactly right. And he does the rest. Just
That's great.
A terrific way to start a game. Paul, let's take a look at one of the key plays in our ball game against Chicago last weekend. They're in a third and about nine situation in plus territory. Key sequence for us. You know, we're trying to keep them out of the end zone. Don't want them to get a field goal. Don't want them to get a first down. And we end up with a tremendous play by Jared Allen, being able to track their quarterback down, strip the football on the sack. And then Brian Robinson does a terrific job of just scooping it and then taking it to the house. You can see the effort that Everson Griffin gives to kind of escort him into the end zone. It was a big play for us. You know, one of those plays you like to propel you to better things, and it really helped us. Just a terrific rush. They're trying to set up a screen to Forte. Jared bumps him, gets off of that, and does a terrific job of reaching in, punching the football out, and then Brian kind of does the rest.
Through two games, Brian Robinson, 9 quarterback hurries, tops on the team, and that was his first career touchdown.
And then we have an opportunity in a 2-minute situation to come down and try to get a score. You know, we're in position for a field goal, but we take a shot to the end zone. The Bears in man coverage. Kyle Rudolph is matched up on their safety, Major Wright. He does a terrific job of running a corner route. And nice throw by Christian. And look at this catch. Outstanding catch. Great concentration.
Stole it from him.
Yes, and this is where Kyle is at his best in that red zone area from the plus 20 on in. Good job of Christian looking off the defense, looking off the safety, you know, making it look as if he's going to go to his left. And comes back to the right. Just a terrific job by Kyle. Great catch.